Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys. Welcome to season 3.
We have an announcement to make right off the top.
Yeah,
we're going to hack out the old intro with our voices.
It's gone.
We were just going to laugh. We were laughing at ourselves, and we're tired of hearing ourselves introduce our names. So, my name's Corbin. This is Cammy. There you go. Let's jump into
this.
We
don't need to remake it because we're getting rid of it. All right, guys. This is our season 3 preview party. We're going to be doing a little teeny bit of chat from about last season and giving you our thoughts on what we have upcoming this year in terms of movies and episodes we want to do. So, Corbin, are you ready to do our farewell 2021 wrap-up?
Yes.
In February. Sorry, guys.
We had to take a month off, you know.
We got sick of each other.
That's not true. We actually spent more time past month together than we have
did.
In the
We hung out a lot.
10 years.
Okay.
Let's do this.
So we both are going to tell you what we think our favorite movie was of the year and what our surprise movie was of the year, Corbin. So give us your best movie. What was the best movie we did last year?
So this was a tough exercise because the first season, we did a lot of heavy hitters.
We did all of our favorite movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
However, one rose up into the top 10 for me, and it was Tarzan.
Ooh! Are you sucking up to our mom right now?
I am.
Uh-huh. Brownie points.
But, no, Tarzan, phenomenal. Music, everything. It's one of those movies, again, it's just sneaky. It's just out
you
there.
You forget about it.
You totally do. And then when you pop it on, you start tapping your toe.
It's a real toe-tar.
Go back, listen to our episode on Tarzan, but reviewing all the movies that we did in all of our episodes, I kept coming back to Tarzan. I was like, this is great. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well done. Whoever created this, wrote this, directed this.
Participated. Was
Tarzan,
part of.
Good for you. Who would have thought? Watching a man in a loincloth.
Oh.
And the music.
Perfect.
It's great.
If you've watched like the old black and white live action TV show of Tarzan, you do that first and then watch this and you'll be like, wow, the animated version is spectacular.
I mean, if you haven't watched Tarzan at this point, I mean, come on.
What are you doing with your life?
Okay,
I almost picked Tarzan. It was kind of in my top 4-ish. It was up
there.
Wow,
you had 4. Wow, very good.
Well, I don't have
very
4,
thorough.
But it was in the few that I was thinking about. But ultimately, for me, the best movie that we reviewed last year was Luca. I loved Luca. And in fact, it probably could count for my surprise movie because I did not anticipate liking that movie as much as I did. But I just had like the greatest, most like summery, home-loving vibe from that movie. It made me feel warm and cozy and happy, and I loved it. And it made me want to go to Italy. So Luca was actually my favorite movie of last year. It's a good one, guys. It was a good one. It was sneaky.
Have you seen Silencio Bruno?
I have not watched Silencio Bruno.
No,
yet.
It's not Alberto. Alberto, ciao,
yeah.
Alberto.
Yeah.
Not Silencio Bruno. Excuse me.
I live with Silencio Bruno all day.
What's the deal with Bruno having such a bad rap? Encanto.
I don't know, but your children sing that song
Luca,
all the time and it makes me laugh.
And then I have a friend named Bruno.
You do, and it confuses me.
Poor Bruno.
So yeah, Luca was my favorite movie reviewed last year. Okay, Corbin, what was your surprise movie? The one that snuck up on you?
The one that snuck up on me, and I'm still a little shocked that I'm going to say this.
Really? It's still sneaking up on you.
Yeah, like months later, thinking about it. And I'm still not sure if I... Dude, I like it.
I don't know.
I guess that could count as a surprise.
Yes. Why don't you say it first?
It's like I'm like in the midst of being shocked.
Months later. I'm shell-shocked.
My surprise movie of the year was The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Wow. I'm surprised.
I'm the same way.
I'm surprised, but now that you've said it, I'm like, it makes sense. Because you had a really sour opinion about that movie, and then we watched it, and you actually found things in it that you liked, which I was surprised about. So it makes sense.
I still, as a whole, oogie boogie.
There are things that you didn't.
There's concerns here.
Yes. It's not saying
unnerving.
This is your favorite movie.
No. I'm not saying that.
It just caught you off guard.
It's not, yeah. I just to your point, Jack Skellington, his story.
He's like your spirit animal, soul friend. And his singing voice. You're still processing.
I can
tell by the furrow on your brow.
Every time I think about it, I go into this really weird, deep place of what is this saying to my soul? Anyway, sorry. I better get out of there.
Let me throw you a rope and drag you out of the
please,
hole.
Please, please. It was surprising to me and on many levels, but Jack Skellington was the main one.
Okay. That's it. That's actually a really good pick. I feel mine's lame now. My surprise movie was A Bug's Life. It was one of those movies where we got done watching it and I was like, why don't we watch this movie more? This is such a good Pixar movie. We get so caught up in the Toy Stories and the Cars movies and stuff that you can make merchandise off of and rides
and
at Disneyland.
California Adventure's destroying the bugs.
Corbin's so
just
sad.
A humongous foot and smash.
I loved Bug's Life. It is one of the sneaky, funniest Pixar movies they've made. Oh my goodness. That movie I was rolling.
It's delightful.
It is delightful. I totally forgot about that movie. It does not get the attention it deserves.
Is it Hopper's fault? Is that why? Is he a little... He's intense.
He is intense, and he's Kevin Spacey, so maybe everyone's canceling Bug's Life now. Bah. Don't do it. It's worth it, even with Kevin Spacey. I loved that movie.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Breaking news.
Breaking
it's worth
news.
It.
So anyways, I just remember watching that movie and like sitting there in a stupor afterward and being like, why have I not watched this more often? Because there are other Pixar movies we watch more and I'm like, why? This one's great.
Yeah, so go back and listen to that episode. But I just had a thought. There's something interesting and intriguing about this idea of being the size of an ant. Or little,
mm-hmm.
like in Toy Story, your toy's perspective on things. I like that.
Yeah. And it was fun to watch the making of and watch them go through that process of being like, okay, if I'm an ant, what does the light look like? What does the world look like? What does the wind sound like?
Shadows.
Yeah.
Move,
it's a different world.
Very different.
Okay. Corbin, now we've got some random awards. We each have random awards we came up with. So what is your first random award for our 2021 season?
My first random award goes to incredibly lengthy random award names. Just kidding. I'm giving myself an award.
Great. Slow clap for you. Okay.
No, I have some long names here, but the first one's not as long. The Taste is Lingering Award.
Okay, what the?
This is going to Home Alone. Put a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth. The old Buzz and the family dynamics there.
Oh,
still
really?
Bothering me. It's still not good. Not good. Not liking it. You know, there's some sweet in there later on. It takes a minute, but early on, it's very bitter.
Oh.
Very bitter. So that's the taste
wow.
is still lingering.
That's a bummer because that's what we ended our season two on. So clearly, I'm surprised Corbin came back, frankly.
That's why we're starting another season, so I can get this taste out of my mouth. Okay.
Let's move on. My first award is the Sibling Rivalry Award. It goes to Gus. If you want to hear me and Corbin tear each other's heads off, go and listen to Gus. It was shocking.
Oh,
I never yes. thought we would have argued so profusely over the two guys in that movie and who the girl should have ended up with. It was hilarious.
Wait, what's his name? I remember. Oyich.
Andy. What's the other guy's name?
Dick Butkus. That's all I know.
Dick Butkus versus Andy.
He plays the character.
Oh, it was a ferocious battle. So,
I cannot. I'm okay. Wow. I totally forgot about
see, it's
it. Go back and
it
listen
back
to
up.
It. I make some excellent points, and you will totally side with me. I can guarantee it.
I don't guarantee it. Not at all. Okay.
Andy. Oh, boy.
Now, Corbin's got two bad tastes in his mouth. He's going to get up and leave.
I got rid of that one, and now it's back.
Okay. Your next one.
Okay. My next one is the Furrowed Brow Award, and this leads into a theory of mine, but the Furrowed Brow Award. Goes to Muppets Haunted Mansion.
It made my award list too.
Like Pepe?
Pepe!
I like him.
I love Pepe.
But Gonzo, it didn't work. And no. A lot of the other characters, it was not working for me.
Yeah.
And so this is my belief, okay?
Okay.
Because we've had this discussion. Some people do not like the Muppets.
No, they don't.
And initially, when I hear that, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like,
that's how I am too.
You have problems. Why don't you like grow a soul or something?
Grow a soul.
But the more I think about it, with the Muppets, It is weird.
It is weird.
It's very weird.
We give you that. It's weird.
It is weird, quirky.
If you didn't grow up with it.
Strange humor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have the weird crude theory,
uh-huh.
or in other words, the parents' guides to movie
uh-huh.
theory, which is I think parents either pick weird stuff or crude stuff. You know, like it's
uh-huh.
like if weird is just like, I know some people, it's like, this just makes me uncomfortable. I'd rather watch crude because weird is
weird. Our parents picked weird.
We picked weird in our family.
Yep.
And so that's why we're good with that. Other families, it's a little bit more edgy. And
they're
okay
with that. But then
they
look at Muppets and they're like, that's way out in left field.
And then you've got other people that are just, they're watching.
Okay.
I don't know what they're watching. Arthur all day.
Which
we did
as well.
We love.
We were PBS kids through and through.
But there's other stuff out there, just so you know.
I also gave Muppets Haunted Mansion award. It's my unsatisfying award. It was the most unsatisfying movie we watched last year. I was so excited, and it was the biggest wet blanket I've ever watched in terms of Muppet movies.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Oh, well, I only laughed once, and it was a really good laugh at Old Man Gonzo, but the whole rest of the hour and 20 minutes was
I'm
a waste.
I'm laughing now. I totally forgot. Old Man Gonzo.
Old
wow.
Man Gonzo with
that
the carrot nose.
That is true art right there.
Yeah.
Academy Award. But I think that I want to unpack this a little bit more. You said unsatisfactory award, but then you said a huge wet blanket. I think those are different things. Because unsatisfactory is like you take a drink of something and you're still thirsty. You're like, I'm still thirsty inside. But this one,
the
wet blanket.
I think the link is disappointment, right? Like if a wet blanket in terms of like,
oh,
you're so excited and you get a blanket to snuggle up and it's like damp. And you're like,
What? Wait.
This is the worst. Okay, like
we bring up wet blankets a lot. At what point have you like.
Think of the blankets we have outside. For like our outside blankets.
Oh, yes.
And we're like outside around the fire and you go to grab one of them and it's like dampish and you're like, this is worse.
I'm going to use it anyways.
I'm going to put this away because it's
not. Is this cozy?
It's making it worse.
Okay.
Get it. So it's just this sense of like, you're so excited and then you're disappointed.
Okay.
And you're just left being like, ugh.
Yeah, that was a tough go for us.
Dang it. Oh, I'm still saddened by it.
It's
okay.
The holiday ones that are really struggling so far. Christmas and Halloween.
Well, yeah.
Big surprise. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been smacking my lips a lot this
you
episode.
You are. There's lots of chewing going on over there.
Okay. My next one. This is the not a disappointment, but you know, award.
Mm-hmm.
This goes to Atlantis.
Okay.
I wouldn't put it in the category of disappointing. But at the beginning of season two, we're like, I was really excited for this movie.
Yeah.
And then we watched it and I was like.
We kind of chalked it up as like, this will be the next treasure planet of season two.
Yeah.
And it didn't quite hit that level.
It doesn't hit that level.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. But it just kind of, after I watched, I was like, what? What? I missed something. Did I fall asleep? I'm not sure. Something, I was expecting more from this.
Yeah.
And I did not fall asleep. It was just that the movie just didn't quite hit
the
expectation.
I remember you being a little teeny bit disappointed by that one. And I still, I honestly, sitting here thinking about it, I don't know why. I can't, because I was fine with
it. It's adventurous. It's Indiana Jones-ish.
It was so fun.
There's funny characters.
There's funny characters. I don't know. Maybe it was missing that like magic moment where you like, you kind of get chills a little bit.
Yeah, I think.
Because Treasure Planet has that moment.
Is Rourke, does he destroy the magic?
Maybe.
It's just
sits
so,
on it.
He's a little bit too...
Squishes it with his bicep. Something like that. Anyways. Okay.
Or Helga.
Helga Bibi.
Helga Bibi.
I have... My next award is the Patriotic Award. This goes to Miracle.
Oh,
if you guys want to hear me and Corbin get as close as we're going to get to talking about politics and America. Go listen to our Miracle review. As I was reflecting on last year, I was like, we really... gone after it in that episode to the point where my mom afterward was like, wow, Camry, like you talk a lot. And I'm like, please, I didn't do all the talking. So anyways, if you need a little bit of that in your life with the Olympics coming up next week, go listen to our Miracle
Ooh,
review.
Excellent plug.
Huh?
I love that.
Huh?
Get you ready for the Olympics.
Get you ready for some hockey.
Hacky.
Go team. Go team. Go.
Go America.
Go America. Do you have any other awards?
I do have one more award.
Okay.
My final award goes to, I'm not telling you, I'm going to say the award first. It's not you, it's us, and we like it that way, award. This is
brutal.
Any Star Wars episode. I know for some people, Star Wars is a little rough. You don't listen. That's okay. We love
like it.
We love it. The Clone Wars. And I was reflecting back on episodes 1, 2, and 3 of Star Wars. And if you do not watch Clone Wars and you watch those movies, you're missing out. There is so much more depth that you need to participate in. You need to understand.
I would agree. I'm just finishing season 5 and it's getting better and better the more I go along.
It's lovely.
And we're trying, like, we do our Clone Wars episodes so that you don't feel like you have to watch all 23 episodes if you don't want to. Like, you can see that there are little teeny gems here and there to invest in or invest your kids in if they like specific characters. So we're sorry, but we're going to keep doing it.
And I think Clone Wars, in my opinion, and people are going to argue with this and whatever, I don't care.
Good, we like it.
But I think Clone Wars played a really important role in terms of cinema and the way that we deliver stories, because we had this big, huge 9-movie sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And then we filled in the gaps with these little 20-minute episodes.
It was like the preview to what Marvel is doing now.
Well, and also other things. Streaming is all about shorter episodes. It's not about huge movies. And so I think that's Clone Wars played a really important role to that, where producers started to realize, wow, we can get more content in, we can develop more story,
mm-hmm.
and we can release it. And again, it's been around for decades, this concept of episodes.
But connecting it to movies is an interesting idea.
Pivoting from those 2-hour movies.
Letting them be equal.
Or 3.5-hour movies.
Movies are up here, and then TV shows are like B, C actors, and it's like, whatever, who cares? It's like, no, it's all playing in the same sandbox now.
Yep.
Okay, my last award is the Forgotten Award. This is going to go to Aladdin, only because when we were talking about what movies we wanted to do this season, Corbin suggested that we do Aladdin. And apparently that movie went over so well, he had completely forgotten that we had already done that movie. So
this is the animated version,
right? The animated version. Yeah. And I will admit, it took me a second when he said that. I was like, wait a minute.
I still cannot believe.
Because I remember we both loved the genie and I remember talking about that. But beyond that, I don't know what we talked about. We kind of just, it wasn't sticking in there.
I am still not convinced that I watched it.
Maybe you didn't. Maybe you just showed up and you're like, yeah, let's record.
Let's talk.
I watched
it. I have opinions.
Oh, and we had an opinion about Jasmine and Jafar kissing. That and the genie. That's the only thing I remember talking about.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cringeworthy. Yes. Now, okay, the taste
now,
is coming
now
back
coming
now.
Back.
Here comes that.
Great. Now that Corbin's got all the nasty taste in his mouth, we're going to try and make him more excited for season 3 by talking about movies that we're excited about reviewing this year and also movies that are going to be coming out this year that we're excited about. So, Corbin, what movies do you have listed that you're excited for us to review this year? There are goals.
This plays off of my last award, but I am super pumped for Rogue One in Star Wars.
My
favorite Star Wars movie, I believe, right now.
Oh, I'm having... There's bad taste in my mouth.
And it's a standalone movie.
It is. It's of the standalone Star Wars movies, it's more tied in than...
Well, it's
not.
Very tied in, but if someone just watched it randomly and they hadn't watched Star Wars, I think they would be like, okay, they're trying to do something here.
They're trying to do something here.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that, Rogue One, and then also Solo.
Oh, yes.
To compare those two together, I think it's going to be a very interesting exercise.
Yes, our summer of Skywalker this year, we're planning on 3 movies, right? And we're still going in order, so that's going to end up being Solo, Rogue One, and A New Hope. Which is a really interesting way to chop the movies up.
Uh-huh.
Because we're going to end up going Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Force Awakens, which again is like an interesting way to watch it. I kind of like it. Oh man.
Pretty
guys,
excited.
Rogue One, I will admit, half of me is a little not nervous. I've seen it once and it's a heavy movie and it emotionally kind of whacked me in the gut. I am prepared to watch it again and I'm hoping I have a better experience this time, but it's still going to be devastating because there are characters in that movie that I adore and it's just...
You got to watch it.
Oh,
don't
man.
Ruin it for those who haven't watched it. Yeah. Great. I'm very excited.
So anyways, that's a really good one. Ooh, and Solo. I am excited to watch Solo again. That movie got such crap when it came out, and I am so excited to like pump it up and get people to watch it and be like, will you please not listen to all of the like cranky Star Wars fans and just enjoy the adventure of being with Han Solo and the Millennium Falcon.
The cranky Star Wars fan will come out later for me. But
oh my gosh. And it won't come out. I'm going to try and defend the rest of us. Guys, I'll do my best. Okay. That was a good one. In terms of movies I'm excited for this year, I'm feeling the oldies. I really want to watch, get into like some of the old live action stuff. We've kind of tippy-toed in and out here and there.
Uh-huh.
But as we were talking about That Darn Cat, I was remembering like some of these. We have not done any Herbie movies, guys, which to me is shameful. Those are like family staples.
I've been having my daughters watch older live action movies.
Yeah.
Herbie has been the biggest hit so far.
Herbie is so fun. And it makes you look at your cars differently. As a child, like, I would mourn when we would get rid of family cars because I had bonded with them and created a relationship with them.
Remember when Herbie just smashes the crud out of that red sports car?
Oh, yeah.
And then wanders away sad and then tries to jump off a bridge.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about here.
Oh, and Dean Jones is trying to keep it from jumping off the bridge.
Dean Jones is mean. He's a mean.
He's mean in the first bit.
He's not very nice to
do. But I'm really looking forward to live action old stuff to the point where I think it would be fun to watch a live action old movie that we have never seen. Because there are some that I have not seen.
Oh, yes.
And be like, okay, get on the other end of it where we keep recommending these movies to people that we loved in our family but everyone else has never seen. So now we get to be on the other end of it and be like, yeah, we don't have the nostalgia for this. So does it hold up as a movie if we don't have like emotional attachment? So yeah, look forward to Herbie this season, guys. It's going to happen at some point. And maybe some random movie like Darby O'Gillis and the Little People or whatever that movie is called.
Oh, we've seen that before, yeah.
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, you haven't seen
it? With Sean Connery?
Yes.
Nope. Thank you.
That was not me trying to be Sean Connery, by the way. Yes.
Yes.
I don't know why it came out that way.
Corbin? So anyways.
What is wrong with you?
That's what I'm looking forward to. Okay. Are we ready to talk about new movies being released?
Just one little...
Plug. Okay.
I'm also excited. I want to do some Kurt Russell live action
films. Oh, yeah. Like the tennis shoes.
The Computer That Wore Tennis Shoes. The Strongest Man in the World. I'd like to try some of those out.
Okay. I'm down with that.
And then I think it would be... irresponsible.
Oh,
if we did not bring up the classics like Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, I would say that I think
and
last
Bambi.
Year we were really light on like classic Disney animation.
We were a little heavy on Star Wars. We apologize.
Star Wars
profusely.
Star Wars and also Pixar. We did a lot of Pixar last year. I would agree. We have been joking about Corbin hating Alice in Wonderland for so long that it's time for us to just sit down and watch that movie.
Oh boy.
So I'm making commitment now. It's happening. We're watching Alice in Wonderland this year.
See, this is, I'm having a taste in my mouth even without watching it.
Corbin, you could love it. Oh guys, that episode, this is my prediction. That's going to be the new sibling rivalry because I'm going to give you all my Alice in Wonderland nerdiness, and Corbin's going to be like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever watched.
My daughters tried to watch it like 6 months ago, and I think they made it 15 minutes in, and we switched. So, anyways, but I'll give it a go. I will try. And the best way to appreciate something is to learn more about it in terms of the backstory, so I'm excited
yes.
for Camry's backstory to help me
I'll
appreciate
give you some story time.
The Alice.
All right, we're going to write those down. We may be sneaking them in November when we realize, oops, we didn't watch these.
No, we're very organized.
But
everything is just, we got it.
We're a well-organized ship.
We already planned Christmas. So, and we know that some of you out there have already planned for Christmas 2022. Dorks.
Hey, don't bash Christmas. I will keep defending it.
Hey, I just as a little heads up, we just put away my mom's Christmas tree.
We did.
And I cheered inside. I was like, this is going into storage.
Guys, here's the deal. This is my excuse because I actually just put away my Christmas tree as well. We have Scandinavian blood in us. And in Scandinavia, you kind of just like, you try and keep the celebration alive in January. Make your house feel cozy and warm. And it was just the Christmas tree with the lights. It just kind of gave it a vibe, you know? See, now we have to suffer through February and be like,
But you get to suffer with us. You're welcome.
That's why we're back. Is to, we're now the lift in your week to help with the downer. Okay. New movies coming out this year. I will admit we may slip in some that aren't strictly Disney, but I just want to get Corbin's reaction to some
it's
of these.
Naughty.
These are movies.
Going to the dark side.
Yeah, going to the dark side. We like to dabble.
I love the dark side. Remember?
Corbin does love the dark side. Okay, the first one I'm going to bring up, Corbin is not going to be excited about, but...
Hey, what am I doing here then if you're going to talk for me?
What's the point? What are we, from Jersey? Are you going to talk for me? These are all from insider.com. We're going to link it down in the description, guys. I sent Corbin an email with a link so he can include it if you want to look at the same list we're looking at. This is a list of all of the Disney movies coming out.
Okay.
We're going to skip around a little bit because we kind of don't care about some of this. Like stuff coming out in Hulu, not really our thing.
Bless you.
The first one I want to bring up is Death on the Nile. Guys, I loved Murder on the Orient Express with Kenneth Branagh. Corbin did not. I think it was the story that was hard for him, but he did not like it, correct?
Very depressed after
it
that
was
movie.
Very, it's a rough story. I love Death on the Nile. You guys know... I love a good murder mystery. I just do. Though, this isn't my favorite Agatha Christie.
Keep the kids out of it. That's all I ask.
This one doesn't have kids, but it is does still have an interesting twist ending. And
oh,
I'm excited
sure it
to
does.
See Kenneth Branagh.
Old Agatha, right?
Yeah. You betcha.
And I can say that because she is old.
That is 20th Century Fox. That's why it's on this list. So, just shouting that out.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I might that might be one of those movies that it comes out, it sits on... Disney Plus or something for a few years and I watch it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to run to the theater
and
watch
this movie. I
would
love it would be on Disney Plus. Please.
What do you think it's going to show up on?
Well, I don't know because Murder on the Orient Express isn't on Disney Plus.
No, who knows?
Anyways. Okay. The first big-ish Disney release is Turning Red, which is the new Pixar movie. March 11th. It's coming straight to Disney Plus. Corbin, what do you think? This is the one about the little girl who turns into a giant red panda whenever she gets too excited.
Okay. The benefit of the doubt goes to Pixar and these animated Disney movies. When, like when I saw Encanto coming out, I was like, didn't we just do this like with Coco? Like,
yeah.
What's going on here? No. It was. I like Encanto a lot.
Yeah, you guys watch it a lot at your house.
We listen to it a lot. Everyone does, obviously, because it's number one, right? It's number one.
It's number one.
Okay. But with, what is it called? I don't even know, Red Panda or something?
Turning Red? What is it, Red Panda? Panda Express? What are we doing
here? I turned into like some farmer from 50-year-old farmer. But Red Panda? No, I will give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm not, I didn't watch the previews and I'm like, ooh, like glee running through me. But I'm
Pixar has enough of a reputation. That, yeah, I think you're right. I think, like, that's the draw here is that it's Pixar. The story and the trailer, there's nothing about it that I'm, like, super excited about. In fact, I'm a little wary, but Pixar will probably be the reason I see this if I do.
Here's my issue. I don't want to relive that time period. You know, Inside
I
Out.
I think she's in middle school.
Inside Out was a little bit younger,
yeah.
Right?
It was right Riley? Before you go into the tunnel. Yeah.
Yeah. And
elementary school to middle school.
So I'm just... I might watch it and have to walk out because I'm having memories and flashbacks.
There should be a warning on this movie. It may be traumatic for those of you who...
This may induce memories
yeah.
that have been suppressed for years and years.
Yes, yes. So I'm not super excited, but I'm sure we'll see it eventually and we'll see what happens. It may be like Onward, though, because I didn't watch Onward for like a year until it came... out
Onward's
full-fledged.
Good. I like Onward.
And it was just like average for me. I was just kind of like okay.
Onward.
So Pixar has had a few bumps in the road for me recently.
It's because you're not a dude. You don't know what brothers are like.
Yeah,
okay?
And I'm not into Dungeons and Dragons, so I don't understand all
it's
that.
It's good. I liked Onward.
All right. Apparently, there is a Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers film coming out on Disney Plus this spring. How do you feel about that?
That is
Chip and Dale.
Purely nostalgic in the sense of when we talk about these types of shows, these Disney animated shows, I think I watched Tailspin a couple months ago. I thought I was going to really get into it, and I was like, okay. So that one is kind of same level here. Darkwing Duck, Tailspin,
Darkwing
Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Maybe funner to talk about than to actually watch.
We'll see. We'll see what they come up with. I was really disappointed with the Chippendale.
Oh,
animated.
We had a hard time with that. The reboot they did on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
The shorts.
Yeah.
It was spaz. Nope. Spaz. Oh, great, Corbin. The first big Marvel release of 2022 is Doctor Strange in the Multiverse.
Okay, this one's going to break
madness.
My brain here.
What do you think?
I've watched all of the Marvel stuff.
Corbin is super, super, super up to date.
I'm up to date.
Yep, I'm not, but he is.
The multiverse, I am tiptoeing into this place, or at least I'm being pushed. So someone's pushing me and I'm trying to tiptoe.
You're trying to be willing and not just scream and go the other direction.
And I'm having a hard time with it.
Okay. I will say
this. I'm not invested enough to understand it.
Okay.
And so I'm kind of just taking the little entertainment bits and saying, okay, well, I can keep doing this.
Yeah.
But if it gets any more deeper...
More deeper.
That's from Aristocats.
It is.
Deeper.
Deeper.
I might be in over my head and not enjoying it anymore.
Okay, here's the thing. After seeing Spider-Man, such a great movie, by the way, guys. Like,
that was
such a great movie.
How they blended it all together.
Oh, my goodness.
Great.
So good.
Yes.
Everyone was so excited for the trailer at the end for this movie that was at the very end of the credits. Like, there were people cheering and stuff, and I was sitting there watching it, and I was like, I feel like I'm missing something. Doctor Strange is one of those characters. I like him when he's here and there. The Doctor Strange movie I was okay with, but I didn't love him holding down an entire movie by himself. And you're right. Like, the further we get into this multidimensional thing, I'm just like, what? I am excited that Wanda's in the movie.
Yeah. That's
really
the part
liked WandaVision. She's the draw for me.
I still don't know what her power is.
Yeah, I watched WandaVision and I'm still kind of like, what?
She's very powerful, obviously.
She was, and now she really, really is.
She's
super
bending
powerful.
Reality.
Yeah. This is all tough. Like way out there.
So
it'll be interesting to see if they can bring it together, but I'm not super.
If it was just Doctor Strange, I'd be concerned. With the two superheroes, I'm totally on board. Same thing as you. Doctor Strange by himself does not intrigue me, but.
Which is weird because I love Benedict Cumberbatch and I think he does a great job, but just the character Doctor Strange, I just don't love him enough to be like, I'm so excited.
Agreed.
All right. Okay. This is another heavy hitter Pixar for this year. Corbin, Lightyear.
Oh, I'm excited about this.
I am too.
I didn't get it at first. I was like, oh, Buzz. You know, like the outcry about Chris Evans. Is it Chris Evans?
Yeah, he's the voice.
He's the voice. And
Corbin loves it. Why do you love it, Corbin? Why do you love that Chris Evans is the voice of Lightyear? Buzz Lightyear. Do you remember who?
That's an excellent question, and I feel like I don't know the answer
to
the test that I created.
We did our assembling Marvel characters, and your Captain America character was Buzz straight out of the box. Who is...
Oh, yes.
Do you remember this?
Oh, now
I
do, yes.
And I was so mad at you.
And now here we go.
And you were so validated when you're like, Chris Evans is now doing the voice of Buzz Lightyear. Okay, anyways.
Big pat on the back for me that I totally forgot about. I'm just so good at life, I forget about my goodness.
Glad I could point that out.
Wow.
Okay.
No, I'm excited because it's not about Buzz Lightyear. It's about the... I was reading something. I guess it's Andy watching the show or something like that. Like, this isn't the toy Tim Allen Buzz Lightyear before, right?
This is the person. It says Lightyear serves as an origin story for Toy Story's Buzz Lightyear toy. So this is the person that inspired them to make the toy.
So he is a T-O-Y. That's why he has a different voice, right?
Yes, he is the T-O-Y, and this is the person who the T-O-Y
is
toy
about.
Is based off.
Okay,
of.
Yes. I did. Yeah, that was good.
So
thank
it's like
you.
Having like a Michael Jordan doll. And they're not going to get
and
Michael
you started
Jordan's
with the doll
voice
first,
to do the
and
doll.
And then you had, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. So stop worrying about the voice.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
And I'm excited.
I'm excited.
The preview is phenomenal.
The preview, oh, it is all like, it is super sci-fi action.
It's like Top Gun.
Yeah. In
that
space. Kind
of, yeah, in space.
Yeah. I'm more excited for this than Turning Red, hands down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this
easily.
Is the Pixar movie for me this year. Turning Red's like, yeah, that's cute, whatever. We want Lightyear.
midnight opening night, we're gonna be there watching Lightyear.
Do they
by
still
ourselves.
Do that?
I don't know. I remember
I
that
wish
was a,
they still did that.
The big premieres
on midnight, and now it's like, oh no, you can go Wednesday at like 3 p.m. Dumb. Okay, so far Lightyear.
It's like Black
is,
Friday, they ruined it.
Black Friday, they did, and now it's like Black Thursday at 3.
And then some companies are like, oh, it's our Black Friday sale all of November.
I have respect for the companies that are like, we're just closing. Like, we bow out of this chaos.
We don't want
you are all dumb
crazy
and
people to tear our store apart. So we're shutting our doors.
We're shutting
and
it
if
down.
We don't open them again, good
it's
riddance.
Your fault. Okay. The next big Marvel release is Thor: Love and Thunder.
I have no idea. I mean, the director is the big draw here, but other than that, I'm just like, whatever. Okay, great.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the director is the big draw here. He's pretty, like, I can't think of
hilarious.
Anything that he's done.
You still haven't seen Thor Ragnarok.
I know I haven't, and I haven't seen Jojo Rabbit, but I've seen parts of Jojo Rabbit, and I was dying. I was dying.
I think I watched that 3 times when we were flying back and forth across the Atlantic.
3 times in 48 hours. So he's the draw here. I don't know what they're going to be doing with Jane. I think that's a little bit of a draw here because I'm like, if
I just
anybody,
don't like Natalie Portman.
If anybody's going to fix it, I feel like he'll fix Jane.
Is Natalie Portman,
I don't mind Natalie Portman. She's not a problem for me. It's the way they wrote her character that's a problem for me.
I guess all I've really seen her in is Thor and in Star Wars, and those are two huge misses for me. Because we just make fun of her from Thor.
No, you make fun of her.
Oh, yeah.
I don't make fun of...
Insufferable.
I don't make fun of Padme. You make fun... And we both make fun of Jane. And that's the writing.
Yeah.
I will continue to say that. It is the writing. So I am intrigued to see if they can save Jane's character. I just hope it doesn't... If there's going to be a Marvel movie that starts to go in a weird direction, this might be the one. And I am...
No, I think we've already gone a weird direction.
I'm already concerned. No, weird as in like weird.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the weird theory. You're going to go back to the crude then?
Okay, Corbin, you're going to love this one. Fall 2022, we've got Hocus Pocus 2 coming out. And they have confirmed it. There's like, they just wrapped up filming. It's a big thing. How do you feel?
This is what I wish they would have confirmed. Big announcement, we're not doing it.
Canceled.
There have been lots of rumors. We've sent out some posters. You may have seen some pictures from the set. And it's not happening. Because we realized, we had a moment of realization, this is a terrible idea. We actually feel bad about the first one. We're so sorry.
In fact, that one's gone. We're removing it.
We have removed it from all streaming services. You can no longer find it on the internet. Cloud, it has disappeared.
I'm not as passionately opposed to this as Corbin is.
You will be ticketed if you wear Hocus Pocus materials around.
Oh my goodness. And there goes half our audience. Hocus Pocus isn't my favorite, but I don't hate it. But this is definitely, this guys is the prime example of a nostalgia movie because the people who love this movie are the ones who watched it as kids and loved it then. Those of us that didn't, aren't appreciating what we're missing, apparently. Yeah, I just thought I'd throw that in. I thought you'd...
Yeah, you're just trying to save our save face here. Sorry.
Corbin was being honest.
I cannot be swayed.
I cannot...
Actually, you know what? I want someone to try and sway me. I'm open-minded, but you got to give me a good argument, not just I watched this with my 13-year-old girlfriends and we ate popcorn while we watched
it. Stop it.
Good for you. It's still terrible.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Somebody just got reamed. Okay, next fall release is Pinocchio, where Tom Hanks is starring as Geppetto.
Every time you bring this up, I keep thinking of Drew Carey playing Geppetto.
Stop.
I can't do it. It's just stuck there. He is always Geppetto.
This will be the goal of this movie. Can it change Corbin's...
Who is Geppetto?
Mental image. He's the guy who makes Pinocchio.
No, but like who's playing him?
Tom Hanks.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I just said Tom Hanks.
Mr. Rogers. Pinocchio.
And
I think Tom Hanks, isn't there a certain point where you've played so many roles that it's just, you got to step away?
He has played a lot of, like, he's done.
Captain
he's
Phillips.
Mr. Rogers and.
Woody.
Walt Disney. He played Walt Disney.
Yes. It's getting confusing.
You know what I'm amazed
at? I wonder
if
he gets confused, like if he jumps into a Walt Disney accent.
I'm
but it's
amazed.
Still Tom Hanks.
I'm amazed that we as viewers are still willing to, like, go along with stuff. He must just have a face that's just neutral enough.
I think it's so neutral
that you can put enough stuff on it. He can be anybody. You know what I mean? Because some people,
I mean,
you're,
he's
like
a good actor too.
Like we just talked about The Rock before we started recording. The Rock will always be The Rock. Dwayne Johnson cannot play anyone else because he is Dwayne Johnson.
Well, he's just massive.
Tom Hanks, he could maybe do. We'll see. We'll see if he can pull off Geppetto. But
I'm sure he can. He still sounds like Tom Hanks.
He does.
Some actors, their voice completely changes, and you're like, wait, what? Who is that?
It's all the smoking. It gets to
your
him.
Churchill?
Your Churchill.
That's impossible.
Gary Oldman. Oh, man. Oh, man. So, okay. We have a couple more releases. Fall 2022, Disenchanted. Corbin, are you excited for the sequel to Enchanted?
We watched Enchanted a little while ago. We may watch that this season, too.
If this movie's coming out this year, we probably should get into Enchanted.
It's cute.
Here's my thing.
Disenchanted. You're worried.
I am. I'm concerned that we're gonna go down the Cars 3 route where we're gonna bring in like real life adult themes into kids' movies. And Cars 3, my issue with that movie is it's all about retirement. And it's very dumb. Like, what child wants to watch their hero retire?
I want
to
be at the screening for Disenchanted.
Disenchanted, I'm worried we're going to go the divorce route. That we're going to show up with Amy Adams and Patrick Dempsey. It's like, oh, we're disenchanted. This isn't as great as we thought it was going to be. And it's like, why would I want to watch real life?
And end of show. We look at the audience. What do you think?
What do you think?
Everyone's just like, I'm really sad right now. You kind of touched on something that's really I'm struggling
like,
with,
yeah,
personally.
Everyone in my family
but
said,
there was no happiness. You tried, but it
so
didn't
I'm
work.
So I'm curious to see how they go into this. I'm not seeing the prince listed.
Maybe here. Amy Adams' character
loses her.
Gets a real dose of reality, like truly. Not in a bad way.
Yeah, she just comes down to earth a little bit.
Maybe she turns into Meryl Streep's character in, what's that, The Devil Wears Prada? Maybe she turns into that kind of a character.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh, that would be quite the shift.
She goes all in.
I'm just bummed because I'm not seeing that the prince is listed here. James Marsden, and he was Madsen.
Do they list his sleeves?
I wish.
His puff sleeves are a character in and of themselves.
He is the best part of that movie. And I'm kind of sad. Maybe he's in it, but I'm not seeing
him.
He
got married. He lives happily ever after.
I know. He got married to Elsa. It's great.
He's in the animated sphere.
Yeah. Can't
multiverse.
We bring them back? I would rather talk about them. Giselle.
Maybe that's what. Oh, yeah. I guess it's not. They're not credited.
All right. We have two more.
Okay.
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
You know, I did.
Third.
This is
Marvel
where I
movie.
Think I started to feel some fatigue with Marvel.
Is Black Panther?
This was a turning point for me.
Really?
Because I was all about Avengers, Iron Man, Spider-Man, Captain America, you know, just on board. And I think the idea is interesting. The story is interesting. I started to feel like, wow, I think it's time to shut her down.
Really?
And I still keep watching.
That's interesting because I think the majority of people I talk to, Black Panther is one of their favorite.
Yeah, yeah. I people really love it. But I did not...
See, I
it didn't
think
resonate with me.
I have not seen Black Panther, so I cannot speak to this.
Culturally speaking, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Technology, visually, there's a lot of great things in there, but I just don't know if I cared about the superhero.
Oh, okay.
It was kind of like, oh, another really tough, buff guy.
He wasn't unique enough for it. Because like Spider-Man's unique enough that you're like, okay, he's not like any of the other superheroes here. But maybe Black Panther kind of like starts to blend into a Captain America or a, you know, like they have the same type of superpower. And,
yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, I haven't seen the first Black Panther. I apologize, everyone. I will obviously see it sometime this year because with this coming out. But I think for me, when I started feeling fatigue was Guardians of the Galaxy. The only good thing about that movie that I liked was Rocket and the soundtrack. Everything else was just kind of like.
He's in there a lot, though.
Was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. So I understand the Marvel fatigue
thing. I like Guardians because it's very different. I mean, you're in a totally different area.
Okay. The last one that I'm seeing, well.
There's a lot more of other stuff that's coming out. Obviously, it's Disney and
they're cranking
like
out so much stuff. I'm going to bring up two more. I already said that. I tacked on another one. Let's do this one first. Just really briefly. Avatar 2.
Five more minutes. Three more minutes.
One more minute. Avatar 2. How do you feel about that?
I've seen Avatar.
Okay.
I want to go to Disney World to go to the Avatar.
That place
Pandora.
Looks really
excuse
cool.
Me, Pandora. Not Avatar Land.
How dare
what
you,
am
sir?
I? Never been there? Sheesh. Rookie. sure, I guess. I don't know. I just remember being really long.
Yeah.
And it was a college movie, and the people I watched it with, you know, there's other context there that you, with certain movies,
that you
it kind of ruins
it.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. There's certain movies where you're like, oh, that was that period of my life. Oh. Oh.
I just remember, yeah. I've never seen the original Avatar. I remember it coming out. I think I was in junior high.
I think
high
you're school. The only person who has not seen it.
Probably. Because everyone was flipping out over this movie and like losing their minds over it. And I was just like, okay. I haven't seen the original one, so obviously I'm not like super excited for this one, but I was curious as to your thoughts. And they like made a huge park out of it in Disney World, so it's like a big thing.
Well, I mean, it made a ton of money. It's the top grossing film of all time.
Yeah. Maybe not this time next year. We'll see if it still is. Spider-Man's sneaking up on it. I think it's like $25 million away. But, yeah. All right. I just was curious.
Hard to believe. The Spider-Man would do that.
Okay. We're going to wrap up with Disney's animated movie for the year. Comes out November 23rd. It's called Strange World. I didn't even know this was a thing. It says, previously entitled Searcher Clade.
Okay. Do you want me to talk while you...
Disney released a short synopsis of the film, which will journey deep into an uncharted and treacherous land where fantastical creatures await.
Okay. Benefit of the doubt.
No idea.
They've produced some good stuff. We'll see. We shall see.
I want this to be... I mean, if we're going to go adventure status... Okay, guys. Straight up, the logo looks like it's from DuckTales.
Yeah,
which gives
DuckTales.
Me hope. DuckTales, woohoo. If this is going to be an adventure movie, I hope this is a proper adventure movie. Like, I want Treasure Planet. I want Atlantis. Let's do this.
Indiana Jones.
Yes.
But not that intense.
Don't
okay, well,
sell this to
go.
Me and then have it be lame.
No, they usually do a good job. They've kind of figured things out recently. So, yeah, sure. Great.
I am excited for an adventure movie. I love adventure. I'm kind of a little oversaturated with, like, the... female Disney lead musical. I need a little break. This will be a nice break. Let's go adventure and then we can get back to the musicals. See?
Okay.
See?
That's searing.
Okay.
That's a searing review of Encanto.
I think, no, I liked Encanto, but you know what I'm
You're
saying.
You're tired of female lead with music.
Well, it's Anyways. Just, it's what Disney does. It's fun to see them do other things. Hence Atlantis.
Like
anyway,
Onward.
Hugh. That was Pixar. We've exhausted Corbin. He's leaning against the wall and is very fatigued.
Okay. We are, that's a good way to kick off season three. I don't even know.
Corbin's stumbling over his words. Next week. Is that what you're trying to think of?
Next week.
There we go.
Cabri, what are we doing?
Because it's the Olympics, we're going to be doing our Winter Olympic Disney team like we did for the Summer Olympics. So we'll be picking out some events and picking a Disney character to be competing in said events. And you guys can pick who you think would win. And then after that, we'll start jumping into some movie review situations. And we'll let you know what movies we're going to be starting off with.
All right. So there you go, you guys.
Welcome to season three.
Happy
Let's
day.
Let's have fun. This has been another episode of The Neverland Files. Subscribe and review and join the conversation over on Instagram @TheNeverlandFiles. Thanks for listening.